This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. I'm actually driving home from the gas station today. Because I got all set up, ready to go. And I looked down and I thought, wait a minute. I don't have enough gas to get home. So anyways, I'm a little farther from home than I usually am, but I usually spend a few minutes talking in the garage anyways, so I'm sure this will be fine. But for those of you who listen really close and could tell when the turn signals are supposed to come in, I'm actually taking a different route. Yeah. Can you tell I was a nitpicker once in my life? So that's an inside joke for people who were nitpickers. Anyways, it's Thursday today. I am going into work tomorrow for a little bit because the main guy who runs the team that I work with at this point is going to spend some time with his younger sister who is in town. So I'm going to head in tomorrow just for a little bit to, if there are any questions or things that arise, I'll be there to answer them. Although I won't be there till noon. Because tomorrow, I'm going to a seminar on AutoCAD Inventor, the super secret project that I might end up doing myself. I was in need of an engineer, specifically a plastics engineer for injection molding plastics. After looking around and trying to find somebody in this area who could do that kind of work and kind of considering it and reading about it, I thought, you know, I can do this. So there's this place here in town that does demos on AutoCAD, and they have a demo tomorrow on AutoCAD Inventor, and I'm actually going down for a hands-on demo to see that. And if that all works out fine, I might just take some of my business mad money and buy that and just have an adventure with this. And at some point, the super secret project hopefully will not be super secret anymore, and I can actually tell you all about it. That would be very cool. We will see. Anyways, Amanda in the Skleeberry Tree is up. The free version, the free PDF is on the website, philfarron.com. Thanks again to all the beta readers who took the time to read and give me critiques and suggestions and commentaries. I've integrated those all into the book. I have approved the proof, and so that is all in process. Hopefully here in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it will be on Amazon.com, available for sale. It's been a busy week at work, but everything is puttering along. We had some kind of interesting things come up this week, but you know what? God's been good. He's been with us. We've been walking through them, and everything is fine. We actually found a pesky little bug that has been bugging me for months and months and months and months. It would just show up sporadically, and every time I'd try to go back and find it, it wouldn't rear its head. But today, it showed up again after lying in wait for 6 to 7 months. Today, it showed up again, and lo and behold, it was reproducible. So once that happens, things get easier. So we got that tracked down, got that taken care of. I think that's all the news from Lake Wobegon, as Garrison Keillor would say. As far as this week's go, oh, did I say it's episode 54? Now that we are through our time warping problem with going from 52B to 53 to 52A, we are actually on episode 54. Today. And today, I apologize to the children of Israel. This is going to be a little more heavily Bible-oriented than most of my little chats while I'm driving home. But it's been an interesting couple of weeks, and I have renewed something that I supposedly had already learned. And so I'm going to tell you about that, and I think you'll understand why I need to apologize to the children of Israel by the time it's all said and done. For those of you who grew up in church and went to Sunday school and studied the stories in the Old Testament, I think my experience is not uncommon that when we would read Exodus, and we would read about the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, crossing the Red Sea, wandering around in the desert, making it to the Promised Land, turning back from the Promised Land, going back into the desert, wandering around some more. When we would read those stories, there is something that struck me and stuck out to me. And I would often comment about the children of Israel and why didn't they get it? I mean, after all, they saw God part the Red Sea, they walked across on dry land, God fed them with manna, there was a pillar of smoke by day, a pillar of fire by night. I mean, there's this constant, apparently, manifestation of the glory of God, and yet every time something goes wrong, they start talking about going back to Egypt. It was better in Egypt. It was, we were comfortable there. We had food. This is terrible. We want to go back to Egypt. And reading those stories all in one shot, realizing, of course, that everything is getting compressed. So we don't see the weeks and weeks and years, perhaps, that are between these stories. That the picture that it's easy to come away with is, well, those people just don't get it. But you know, I've been through some stuff in the last 3-4 weeks that I finally just had to kind of look at myself and say, you're doing the same thing, cut it out. Because we took over a major job about 3 weeks ago. I think I mentioned it. And this is one of those major jobs that it really needs to go right. You know, it needs to go right. And God's been good. Everything's been fine. But every day, you know, I'd be getting up, waking up early, sneaking into the bathroom, pulling out my Droid, because I can't get AT&T at my house. I had an iPhone for a while. Can't get AT&T at my house, so I have a Droid. It's fine. And dialing up the RTS session, getting into the headquarters computers, checking the email, checking the data control reports, because we have this whole suite of fairly exhaustive data control reports that give us numbers on everything and sum everything up from a very granular level. And through that, every time I'd wake up in the morning, you know, the flesh would be doing its little hugga bugga bugga, hugga bugga 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 bugga, the sky is gonna fall today, hugga bugga bugga bugga. You know, it's doing its thing, and I'm just sort of gritting my teeth and making it through. And, you know, day after day, and things are fine, and things are fine. But there's still that just back pressure. Just that back pressure of, is today the day going to be that I go in and everything's just going to be all broken apart? And, you know, I finally put up with that enough, and I got to the place that I just fell back on a practice that I have used to great success for many years. And that is, as I would go into work, I would just start praying and saying, I thank you, my God, for this day. I thank you that no matter what happens in this day, that you are with me, that you have been my help and my guide, that I have consulted you through this whole process and done my best and tried to be as careful as I can. Because it's not really the faithfulness of God I'm worried about. I'm worried about my stinking flesh, you know, distracting me when I should have seen some things. And just praying. And that helped a lot. But what helped more than that is when I suddenly realized one day, you know, all that time that you spent growing up thinking about how the children of Israelites, how they just don't get it. didn't get it, I should say, in the book of Exodus, you really don't get it either. I mean, come on, look at your history. You were a musician, and you had an idea that you could build a music notation system. And God helped you through that whole process. And every time you got stuck, you walked over, you kneeled down, and you said, God, I didn't start this myself. This was an idea for you. I don't know what I am doing. If you don't tell me where the problem is, I am not going to make this. And God, every time through that whole process, would whisper to me and say, the problem's here. And I'd go back, and sure enough, it would be there. Out of all that, all those years, God was very faithful as I was working on the music notation software. You know, started writing nitpicker's guides. God was very faithful. I mean, I just hung out there on his goodness and his grace on that one. Because I was spending down savings. And I had some savings because the music notation stuff went well. But, you know, I was spending it down. I had no job. I wrote this book that nobody was sure if it was going to sell or not. And then suddenly it took off and started selling and it started paying the bills. God was faithful through all that. When that career blew up, I scrambled my way back up, learning some things. I walked into my first consulting job, supposedly to do access programming for them. And I hadn't even heard, well, I had heard, but I hadn't even played with access 6 days before I walked into that room. I got told this was going to be a job if I could do it. And that I needed to go buy a book, so I went and bought a book and crammed and taught myself Microsoft Access. I mean, and through that, God was with me all. Those first few weeks there, I was just scrambling. Every day I'd have just enough information to get through that day. And then I'd go home and cram some more and try to find answers for things, and I'd go back in and, you know, after about 3 weeks of that, all of a sudden I could feel my neurons clicking together. Snap, 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 boom! And I went, oh, that's right. I'm wired for this. Came out of that, got a job doing website design, hadn't really done much website design before. Ended up doing an e-commerce site for a large company. The first e-commerce site I'd ever done. They're still using it today. They branched me off into business software then, rewrote their name and address system, hadn't written a name and address system before. God helped us with that. From that, they asked me to help redesign their whole contribution processing system. I'd never done that before, but God helped us, and as it is helping us with that. You know, when I look back, when I tell the story of all the things that God has helped me with in terms of computer programming over the last 10, 12 years I've been a consultant now, 12 years computer consultant, and when I see how over and over and over and over and over again God has given me ideas, sometimes not even knowing why I was doing things a certain way, but it just kind of seemed like a good idea. And so I just started doing it that way. And then months later, it's like, oh, that's why we did that. Well, that's going to work out okay. You know, and suddenly, because I had set something up a certain way, it's going to save an enormous amount of time. A couple of months ago, they put in a special new rule with some of the reporting that we were going to do, and I was ramping up for, well, we'll have to do this, we'll have to do that, and then just something said, whoa, slow down, just stop, think a minute. And I just slowed down and stopped, and I said, you know, wait. And then I remembered that at the end of the process, all this reporting process, there was this table, and it was set up a certain way. And because that table was set up that way, all I had to do was write 2 SQL statements and get 1 or 2 little new pieces of information. And I could do the kind of reporting that they wanted to do. And while another guy was looking and he was going to have to redesign an application and add some more things, because he had the harder task. You know, I said, yep, I think I'm just going to have to add 2 statements and get that extra piece of information from you. This should work fine. Everything worked out. You know, and when I look back on all of that, I remember, just like the children of Israel should have remembered. And the great thing about God is that He knows what we're facing. He knows that no matter how many times He comes through for us, that the flesh is always going to be sitting there waiting to go, hugga bugga bugga bugga, the sky is falling, you're gonna fail, yada yada. But I think there's a couple of really important things to remember, no matter what you're going through at this point in your life. One of the most important things to remember, the first and most important thing to remember, is you are not alone. You have not been abandoned. God has not lost your location. You only feel alone because the flesh is trying to convince you that God is unfaithful. The second thing that you should remember, and it's what I've had to remind myself of, is that sometimes you just have to walk through things. That's not to say that God's abandoned you, but sometimes you just have to walk through. And that process of walking through really is a process by which you acquire strength. Because if all you did all day was lay on your spiritual couch and eat spiritual bonbons, you'd never get very strong. But the process of walking through the difficulties strengthens you. If, in the process of walking through, you remember a very important thing to do, and that is, when you walk through, when you travel through, when you wander through, whatever kind of through you're doing, remember to build memorials. If you read through Exodus, and Leviticus, and Deuteronomy, and Joshua, and all those things. I'm getting my mail. One of the things that strikes you is that every time there's a victory, every time something major happens, you see God or Moses or Joshua telling the people, get some rocks, build a memorial. Because when you walk by it and your children ask you, what is that? You can tell them that's the time when God delivered us. So one of the little things that I've been doing as I've been getting up into the morning, stealing into the bathroom to dial up the data control reports to find out how we're doing, is I always start to make it dramatic. And I say, what will it be today? Will the data control reports be green? That means everything's balanced because it's all green if it's all bad. Will they be green? I'm backing into my garage. Or will there be some great challenge that will have to be addressed today? What will it be? Well, I'm waiting for the emails to come up and the data control reports to go up and all that kind of stuff. And when the data control report comes up and it's all green, then I go, woohoo! Victory again! And I make this big emotional statement and raise my hands in victory. My wife, by the way, if you can hear that, she's vacuuming out her car. I make these big emotional statements, raise my hands in victory, do a little wiggle. Because I want to build a memorial within my mind so that day after day after day, when everything works out fine, I can start remembering, you know, everything was fine yesterday. Looked like we might have some problems, but everything turned out fine. And everything was fine the day before that, and the day before that, and the day before that, and the day before that. And, you know, things will probably just be okay today. And if they aren't, then we'll walk through it. We'll get through it, and we'll get to the other side. I mean, I should have already known this, because one of the little things that I like to tell people who are going through a great deal of difficulty, and I don't do it in any way to diminish the pain that is in their life at that moment, because I understand there is pain. But I like to tell them, you know, you really have two choices at this point. The fact of the matter is that God is going to be with you and He is going to help you through this. It may take some time, but He is going to do that. That's really not one of your choices or one of the things you should be worried about. Is God going to help me through this? Because there's no question that God is going to help you through that. That shouldn't be in your mind. And yet it's really your choice if that is in your mind or not. And so your choices really come down to this. Whatever difficulty you're in, you can choose to trust God that He will bring you through this now. Or you can wish that you had trusted Him in the middle of the crisis after He brings you through it. Because there's not really any question that He's going to bring you through this. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.